The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5827, Baruch Hashem, the 6th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Tov, Shalom Uvracha. So, there's a dot, 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 that's missing the beginning of the letter, but the Rebbe tells him, thank you for your good news that your health has improved. Actually, not about his health. The Rebbe is talking about, I guess, his wife's health, because the Rebbe uses Shetichya La'irich Yomim Toiv Maruchim, she should live for a long life. So the Rebbe says, I pray that you should also give good news in the other matters that you mentioned in your letters, and mainly from receiving that you will get a lot of nachas ruach, from all of your descendants, how from their conduct may they live. I guess maybe some of his children, grandchildren, maybe they needed like some more direction. But the Rebbe says that he prays for them, that he should give good news about them. And the Rebbe gives the saying of the holy rebbes that our Rebbe Sein Nisenu, they say about this, Tracht gut wird sein gut. Think good and it will be good. So the Rebbe says, be hopeful and be positive, some things will be positive. And the Rebbe said, this can also be very understood. This is very simple to understand it. Because when you look at their conduct with a good eye, so in other words, you're positive, you look at them favorably, so then when you deal with them, you conduct with them, also is in such a way, in a good way. And when you speak to them, for sure, the Rebbe says, if you are taking the approach of being, reaching out and speaking nicely, and the Rebbe says, you can accomplish a lot more with words of reaching out. So, and that's so much more, it's understood, how much more than you can accomplish by the negative, the other side of bringing the other side. So the Rebbe is trying to say, I guess it's some of his family members, the Rebbe is telling him to be gentle with them, reach out to them, try to be nice to them, and not by pushing them away or being strict with them. Now, apparently this person happens to be a Kohen, so the Rebbe says, because even though our sages of blessed memory say that Kohanim are Kabdonim Heim, in other words, that they are very particular, they get upset quickly. But the Rebbe explains that it's still explained in many places in Hasidus that it's actually that they come, that comes from the line of Chesed, actually. It's not, especially those who merited to have a Hasidic education, upbringing. So I guess the Rebbe is encouraging very strongly to reach out, to be positive, to try to approach them. Think good, it'll be good. If you think good and good, so what happens is that then when you reach out, you actually have the ability to speak nicely, and that's so much more effective than pushing away. And the Rebbe says, what you can influence by being reaching out is way more than what you can accomplish by being strict and negative. So the Rebbe says, do that. I mean, this is the Rebbe's approach always. Always reach out. I mean, sometimes a family member who goes off the way and things like that, the Rebbe says, you can accomplish so much more with kindness than you can the other way around.